don't know the England Australia ended as England New Zealand, beg your pardon. England ended in a draw, and they have what's called a super over. Which I thought that was a description of previous marriages, but it's not. It's a super over. And England won by 1-1. Thank you. is one of the few people that understands the mad music I write. Please welcome Mr. Guy Prothero. Journey to the centre of the earth. The story begins on the 24th of May 1863 in Hamburg, when Professor Lidenbrook and his nephew Axel discover an old parchment in a 12th century book called Heinz Kringlen, a chronicle of the Norwegian princes who ruled over Iceland. This parchment, when decoded into Latin and translated by Axel, proved to be written by an alchemist of the 16th century. Read as follows. Descend into the crater of Sneffels Jokul, over which the shadow of Scartaris falls, before the caverns of July, bold traveller, and you will reach the centre of the earth. I have done this. Arne Saknussemm. Sneffels is a 5,000 feet high mountain in Iceland, an extinct volcano, its last eruption having been in 1229. And so the journey from Hamburg to Iceland begins.
Thank you.
flowing guide to the
centre of the earth. They called the stream the Handspach.
Of the man.
he ran blindly through a tunnel, only to reach a dead end, where he fell, panting for breath. In the darkness, he cried. Voices. 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 He heard voices. He heard his uncle's voice. Due to the shape of the gallery and the conducting power of the rocks, his uncle's voice was uncannily travelling around the walls.
Thank you.
Suddenly the ground disappeared from beneath his feet. He fell down a vertical shaft, his head hitting a sharp rock. He lost consciousness. On opening his eyes, he found himself with the professor and their guide. And looking around him, he saw an ocean stretching as far as the eye could see. A giant forest of mushrooms, a line of huge cliffs, and strange clouds hung overhead as he lay on a deeply indented shore of golden sand strewn with shells. For a moment, he thought he was back on the surface of the earth, but soon realized that they had reached a world within a world.
Thank you.
found themselves expelled with great force into a fast-flowing river. Exhausted, they clung to passing driftwood. As the waters slowly calmed, a stillness filled the air, and as they viewed all around them, they realized that they had been carried into a vast ocean, stretching as far as the eye could see to an achromatic horizon. Behind them, and on each side, were enormous cliffs and huge capes, the landscape lit with clear, dry whiteness in the nature of the Aurora Borealis, demonstrating the incredible phenomenon of endless daylight. They had discovered the Lynbrook Sea. Forest, with rigging consisting of a mast made of two staves lashed together, a yard made of a fir, and a sail borrowed from their stock of rice, they set sail from the harbour, Port Gwynne, named after Axel's fiancée. With a northwesterly wind running them along at about 3 miles an hour, silvery beams of light, reflected here and there by drops of spray, produced luminous points in the ebb created by the raft. Soon, all land was lost to view. 5 days out to sea, they witnessed a terrifying battle between two sea monsters, one having the snout of a porpoise, the head of a lizard, and the teeth of a crocodile, an ichthyosaurus, the other, the mortal enemy of the first, a serpent with a turtle shell, the Plesiosaurus.
with their need to continue to traverse the Liverpool Sea, they set sail in a southerly direction. As the air grew heavy, the surface of the water became a window of evolution, through which angular scaled fish covered with bright enamel could be seen, dwelling amongst Pterichthys and Dentellids, the latter being two thin fish, until then presumed extinct. With the shore no longer in view, they lay motionless, afloat in a Liverpool Sea. And all around them, seemingly locked in timeless history, they could only wonder as to what destiny would befall them. As one, they close their eyes and pray.
Someone cries, but there's no one to hear.
Cumulus clouds formed heavily in the south, like huge wool packs heaped up in picturesque disorder. Under the influence of the breezes, they merged together, growing darker, forming a single menacing mass. The raft lay motionless on the sluggish, waveless sea, and in silence, they waited.
Thank you.
creases of natural light grew stronger as they continued their journey through the Galilean cave. Suddenly, the eastern wall came to an abrupt end, opening out to display a huge ravine that stretched as far as the eye could see. Waterfalls poured from fissures in the rock face, whilst moss-covered walls danced with pinpoints of golden light as thousands of tiny fireflies awoke to this unexpected intrusion. The impression was that of gazing down upon a city at night, dancing beneath the stars, a dance of a thousand lights.
mile further on, they reach the edge of a huge forest made up of vegetation of the tertiary period. Tall palms were linked by a network of inextricable creepers. The carpet of moss covered the ground, and the leaves were colourless, everything having a brownish hue. Exploring the forest, they discovered a herd of gigantic animals, mastodons, which were being marshaled by a primitive human being, a protus. He stood over 12 feet high, and he brandished an enormous bow. A crook worthy of this antediluvian ship.
Tiny lava streams. Their journey
completed, and they found themselves 3,000 miles away from their original starting point in Iceland. They had entered by one volcano, and they had come out by another. With the Blue Mountains of Calabria in the east, they walked away from the mountain that had returned, the frightening Mount Etna.
Thank you. Thank you. plunged into the huge gallery, but on regaining their senses, found their raft rising at tremendous speed. They rose through the ages of man, to be finally expelled out of a mountainside, riddled with tiny lava streams.
Thank you.
connected by one volcano, and they have come out by another.